1027 Breakfast.
Hot 1027 Breakfast on a Thursday morning, and Reverend Shona is in the studio. As per every single Thursday, she comes in to have a chat and give us some grounding and give us some words of wisdom. So she's here. Hello, Shona. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Parky. And you?
Very well, thank you. Looking forward to the weekend. It's been a busy week, but all the same, it is good to see you and good to be here.
It's always good to be here.
So what are we talking about today?
Today I want to talk about falling in love. So, Parky, what did it feel like for you when you fell in love?
I'll never forget asking my father, and this was years ago. I said to him, when will you know? When will you know that this is the right person, that this is the person you found for marriage? And he said, you will know. So when I did find the right person, it was an amazing feeling, and not one that you can create. It just happens. It's the, you know, two hearts come together type thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Fanny?
Yeah, I mean, it's a giddy feeling, isn't it? You kind of feel silly for some of the things that you think. It's a beautiful feeling. I've not found my forever love, but been in love before, and it's delightful.
It's like walking on air.
Yeah. It is. And when the phone rings, your heart beats a little faster.
Yeah. Yes.
Your eyes shine. You feel different.
Yes.
There's that excitement and anticipation of seeing them again.
You have a glow.
Yes. Now, what about life? What would it feel like if you fell in love with life? Maybe, like Parker, you're already experiencing this. You wake up with excitement and anticipation. What is this day going to hold? What unexpected blessings? What lovely surprises?
Mm.
What am I going to experience today? Then you get up like a child on their birthday. You get up early. You make your favorite drink, coffee, tea. I do get up early. I love the sunrise.
Yes.
You just savor it. Maybe you like to go for a walk after supper if it's safe where you live. Maybe you watch your favorite show. You eat something you love. In moderation, of course, unless it's something like Brussels sprouts, which I won't eat.
I'll eat those in moderation.
Will you? I'm very impressed. Kale, do you eat that?
Yeah, no, so much moderation that it's like half of a Brussels sprout that I don't like them at all.
Oh, come on, they're delicious.
No, come on, Bunny. But you savor it. You savor your favorite meal. You savor your piece of chocolate, whatever it is that you love. You actually, in that moment, notice it and enjoy it. You speak to one of your closest friends and enjoy the conversation. You listen to the best music on Hot 1027 and the best breakfast show. You create small moments that make you fall in love and feel in love with life. In the same way that you create those small moments of intimacy when you fall in love with another person. And I know I've said it before, but in Parky's words, don't sweat the small stuff. You need to just relax and enjoy. Enjoy every single moment. And you will find that you can make magic moments in your day and fall in love with your day. It makes a massive difference to how we experience life.
Can I tell you what I told Bunny only yesterday? I have a cup of tea in the morning at exactly 4:40 every morning. I sit at my desk, I've gone downstairs, I come back upstairs, I've got my cup of tea and I sit there. Just me, very quiet. Every now and again the dog will come by, look at me and go, what are you doing up at this time? Wander back off to her bed. But I sit there, it is the best cup of tea and it's the best 15 minutes of my entire day. It's just me, my cup of tea. And I love it.
And you fall in love with the mornings.
I do.
I also have one dog that gets up, Riley, and looks at me oddly. The others don't even bother to open their eyes.
Yes. There we go. Reverend Shona is back on Sunday morning between 6 and 6:30. And she'll be on our socials at exactly 9 o'clock. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. And you.
Hot 1027 Breakfast with Airlink.
Wake the fun up with Parky, Bunny, and Simon.
Fly Airlink, connecting Southern Africa.